yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about something called energy medicine. And you know, there's a theory that everything in medicine is energy. What does that mean? Well, you know, the ancient Chinese, Ayurvedic medicine, the Japanese, acupuncturists, everything in medicine prior to the United States was all about energy. And now we do what we call allopathic medicine, where we get medications for things and we put band-aids on things. But you know something? Everything in life is energy. And as such, everything in the human body is about energy. So let's talk about that. You know, you've heard stories where people, you know, who have had cancer and they cure themselves. And then you have stories where people have cancer and they die. Or you hear where this husband and wife that have been living for 60 years together, and then one dies, and then the very next day the other one dies. You see, the reason why is because you have a mind and you have a brain. Your brain does what your mind tells the brain to do. So you see, if you have cancer and you have a positive outlook, and you think that you're going to cure yourself, your mind tells your brain that you're going to cure yourself. And your brain has to figure out how to do it. So the brain goes on a quest to find out solutions to the problems. So the brain does a lot of soul searching and takes all the possibilities into consideration. And your brain figures out, all right, we have cancer. We need to kill the cancer cells. So what I'm going to do as the brain says, you know what? I'm going to strengthen my immune system so my immune system can go in and kill the cancer cells. And while I'm at it, I'm going to put a fence around the cancer cells and I'm going to prevent any good nutrition from getting to the cancer cells so the cancer cells can't get anything. So the brain figures a battle attack plan and puts a plan together to rid yourself of the cancer. That's only because you told the brain, you gave the brain a task. You see, that's how it works in your body. But everything in your body is about energy. You cannot do anything without any energy. Now, let me just spend a few minutes going over how our body functions first. First of all, our body system is organized into processes. And information is the key to the processes. The system of your body is viewed from information status. It's change in time and biology in your body that works. Right? Throughout our body, we have trillions of chemical processes going on all the time. They form what you call a tangled web of interconnections. They make enzymes, proteins, they make hormones and other substances that the body needs to work properly. All of these processes must be exquisitely timed. It's got to be just right. The substance must be produced in specific quantities and delivered with precision to the correct cells. Now, what's a cell? A cell is the smallest measure of living things. So this is where we have to shift our focus in the body to. Every fiber of our material being made is made from cells. Our health or lack of it depends on how well the cells perform. Now, the adult body contains between 50 and 100 trillion cells. You can group them into 200 different types. Only about 10% of these cells make up the solid aspects of the body, the bones and the tissue. About 40% make up the non-solid parts, the blood and the lymphatic fluids. And in that part, 30 trillion red blood cells and 500 million white blood cells circulate throughout the body all the time. The lymphatic system is crowded as well. It contains roughly 1 trillion lymphocytes and other immune cells. Our body is a vast ecosystem of these organisms, many of which cannot live without because they contribute to the vital functions of our bodies. Every cell in this is a center of activity and doing everything that is necessary to keep us alive. Every cell does that. Bill Bryson wrote, "If you could visit a cell, you wouldn't like it. Blown up to the scale at which atoms were about the size of peas, a cell itself would be a sphere roughly half a mile across and supported by a complex framework of girders called the cytoskeleton. Within it, millions upon millions of objects, such as some the size of basketballs, others the size of cars, would whiz around like bullets. There wouldn't be a place you could stand without being plummeted and ripped thousands of times every second from every direction." That's how he views a cell. Because a cell, so much is happening in a cell that things are happening at lightning speed all the time, and a cell is tremendous. You know, every second in a cell, over 100,000 chemical reactions going on in that cell every single second. Now, Franklin Herald, he writes about a cell. He says, "A cell is an intricate and sophisticated chemical factory. Even in its simplest form, the cells, this calls for collaborative interactions of many thousands of molecules, large and small, and requires hundreds of concurrent chemical reactions. These break down foodstuff, extract energy, manufacture precursors, assemble constituents, note and execute genetic instructions, and keep all of this frantic activity coordinated. The term metabolism designates the sum total of all these chemical processes derived from the Greek word change." So that's what a cell is. And it's a basic part of our body. It does everything and anything to keep us alive. Every second, millions of cells die. Every second in your body. Your body has to identify, dismantle, and sweep away the dead cells from your body. Every second, millions of cells have to be removed from your body. In the same token, new cells are born to replace the dead cells at the same rate. I.e. red blood cells, every second, almost 3 million red cells die in your blood. Every second, 3 million red cells die. Every second, new blood cells produce to replace them. Your heart pumps more than 1 liter of blood a minute. More than a liter of blood a minute. Your body has about 5 liters of blood. So your heart pumps about 20% of your blood every minute. So in 5 minutes, your heart has pumped all your blood around your body. T cells and other immune cells, they tag, they attack, and destroy foreign organisms such as bacteria and viruses while leaving all the other microorganisms that are harmless on alone. ATP, adenosine triphosphatase. It's the busiest molecule in the body. It's broken down to provide energy to power our cells. Every minute, millions of cells in our body will each deplete about 500 million ATP molecules every second. And every second, the body replaces those 500 million ATP miles every second. Tremendous amount of activities going on in your body, all requiring energy. Activities in our body occur at speeds that are not comprehensible, speed of light in some instances, because things happen so fast in our body. Neurons, they fire off, releasing cascades of neurotransmitters, and these neurotransmitters have to fit into their receptors like a key in a lock to work properly. Thousands upon thousands of other activities, millions upon millions of chemical reactions that are absolutely crucial to our health and living are going on below this level of awareness every minute of every day. Yet this fringe of activity that occurs at staggering speeds in spaces too small to imagine is nothing compared with what is going on at the sub-molecular levels in our bodies. That's what's happening in our bodies. Now, an atom. An atom is just a unit that's a central core that has electrons around it. And that's what makes up all the molecules in our bodies. Our bodies is in constant change. You know, my book called Grow Young Like Me, you know, they all laugh at it, you know, but the fact is you can grow younger despite what everyone says. Let me give you an example. All proteins in your body is changed every 6 months. Every 6 months, your body has totally replaced its proteins with new proteins. Our skin. Every 30 days, we get a new skin. Every 3 months, our bone is replaced with a new bone. Every 3 months, your bone is replaced with a new bone. That's right. You don't have the same bone you had when you was a child. No. Every 3 months, you get a new bone. The lining of the stomach, every 5 days, it's replaced with a new lining. You know that liver that they talk about? That's important that if you injured, there's a problem. You know, every 6 weeks you get a new liver. The liver completely replaces itself every 6 weeks. 90% of atoms and molecules are replaced every year. Well, what does that tell you? Well, if your body is always changing and replacing things, can you not grow younger? If your house was destroyed and replaced with another house, would the new house be better if you had better raw materials, or would it be worse? If you had a million bone cells that died today, and you were low in calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and vitamin D, could you replace your bone cells adequately? But what if you had optimal calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and vitamin D, could you make better bone cells? Yes. You see, if you give your body the right raw materials, over time, your body will become younger and healthy physiologically. So we are talking about energy medicine, but before we go on, let me just remind you, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. We are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about energy medicine. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the usual book outlets. You can also get it from www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8255. 855-210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So tonight we're talking about energy medicine. We just went over a little bit of information about what happens in your body. We talked a little bit about how things work. We talked about atoms. We talked about cells. We talked about how the cells organize, what the cells does. We talked about the energy process of our bodies. And we talked about the fact that your body is made of cells. And when your cells die, you have an opportunity to replace your cells with better cells and grow younger and healthier. All right? So now continue on with energy medicine. You know, since everything is about energy, if you look at in your body, there's 100,000 chemical reactions occurring in your body every second in each cell. So one cell, 100,000 chemical reactions per second, and when you have 50 to 100 trillion cells, imagine how many chemical reactions are going on in your body and how much energy your body is making. You know, we always wonder how, you know, when you're a baby in utero, how does the cells know where to go? How do you make all your nose cells go to the nose, or your eye cells go to the eye, or your hair cells go to your hair, or the kidney cells go to the kidney, or the brain cells go to the brain? How does that happen? Well, there's one theory that says the energy frequency of the cells make them gather together with like energy. So all the heart cells will have the same frequency. All the brain cells will have its own frequency. All the kidney cells will have their own frequency. The skin cells will have their frequency. And so each cell would go to the respective area and start attaching to those areas, and that's how you form those organs. Makes sense, doesn't it? Well, let's say that you went camping and it was cold outside. So what would you do? You would light a fire. So how would you do that? You'd get some logs. The logs would be your raw material. You then light the logs. That is what you call a chemical reaction. Once you light the log, the chemical reaction produces a product. The product is heat. At the other end of the product is a exhaust. So every chemical reaction produces a product and a toxin or an exhaust. That's what it does. So if you have 100 trillion chemical reactions, you have 100 trillion products and 100 trillion toxins produced. Just like when someone runs and they have a Charlie horse or their legs cramp up, what do they say? They said, I have lactic acidosis in my leg and they can't move. Well, what has happened? Well, they have moved their legs, their muscles in the legs so fast that the muscles produced so much energy, but it also produced the toxin, lactic acid. And because the body wasn't able to clean the toxin from the area, the toxin built up, and now the muscles can't function until you remove the toxins from the area. So it works, buddies. You know, if you do a lot of exercise, you produce a lot of energy. You are producing more energy than the couch potato. But you're also producing more toxins than the couch potato. So when we think about optimizing our body, optimizing our energy, optimizing how we do, guess what? If we produce a lot of energy, we also produce a lot of toxins. So our goal is to produce a lot of energy and reduce the toxin. And when you do that, it optimizes your body. But there's more to it than just that. There's also a theory that says that if you give your body enough energy, your body can fix anything. That means that if you have a problem with your heart or your lungs or your arteries, if your cells in your lungs have the energy, they can fix the problem. If your cells in your kidney has the energy, you can fix the kidney problem. If the cells in your brain has the energy, it can fix the brain. Let's take to another step. Let's say that your brain doesn't have any energy. All right, what does the brain do? The brain stores information, and it gives the information back to you when you need it, right? So your brain doesn't have any energy. So you give the brain some information. Doesn't have any energy, so what it does? It throws the energy on the information on the ground. All right? Then when you ask the brain to find the information, your brain says, you know, I don't know where it is. I don't remember where I put it. You get brain fog because the brain did not have the energy to accomplish its task. If your brain had the energy when you gave the information, the brain would store it appropriately. And when you ask it for the information, the brain would know exactly where the information is and give it to you like that, and your mind is sharp. So it works. Your immune system. What does your immune system do? It protects you from all enemy, foreign and domestic. So if you have any bacteria or viruses or funguses, which are foreign enemies, or if you have cancer cells, which are domestic enemies, your immune system would destroy them, provided your immune system has the energy to do it. Well, if your immune system is weak or does not have the energy to do its job, the immune system becomes like grandpa. Oh, I'm just too tired. Just slowly walks over there. When it gets to the virus blows on it and grandpa falls over. The immune system does not have the energy to get over there and fight the bacteria and virus and fungus or the cancer cells. And guess what happens? Instead of that viral infection lasting 2 days, your viral infection lasts 2 weeks. Instead of your cancer cells being destroyed, your cancer cells end up forming a cancer mass. You see, that's because your body did not have the energy it needs. So, where does your body get energy from? Your body gets energy from everything around it. You know, the body gets energy from the sunlight. It gets energy from the earth. The earth has a gravitational force. The body gets energy from all the waves, all the energy fields around it. Let me give you an example. You have ultraviolet light and you have infrared. Ultraviolet light is in the short spectrum and infrared is in the long spectrum. But you also have things like cosmic rays. You have gamma rays, you have X-rays, you have ultraviolet light, you have infrared rays, you have microwave, you have radar, you have radio waves, you have broadcast waves. These are all energy fields. Energy fields. The Earth has a gravitational force as an energy field. The sun has energy fields. And our bodies get energy from all these things. You know, when two cells get energy, and they interact with each other, they produce more energy. So your body is always vibrating, it's always moving, and so your body is always creating energy. And energy, if you have the right frequency energy, the right energy in the right areas, your body will do well. There's a theory in cancer that says that when you get cancer, it's because the energy fields that your body get is not the right energy fields, and therefore it doesn't work. There's something called a lecter wang. It's a little wang that you hold it in your hand, and if the object you point it at has the same frequency of your body, it points towards you. It will literally tell you if you eat certain foods, whether those foods, energy in the foods, match your body, and whether those foods or nutrients, whatever it is good for you. It will tell you whether or not the frequency in the foods is something that you need. It's incredible how that works. But your body, different parts of your body have different energy fields. And when you have like energy fields interacting in your body does well. When things are interrupting your body's energy field, it causes problems. Like, for instance, if you have a cell phone, a cell phone's energy field may not be the same as your body's energy field, and it may cause disruption in your body's energy field and make you get sick. Microwaves, the energy fields may not be the same as your body. So anything that you do, telephones, microwaves, anything that has different frequencies, that can affect your body's energy fields. So it's very important that you understand that. You know, and, you know, I've been doing allopathic medicine all my life, and then I started doing more naturopathic medicine. And now I started this course on energy medicine, 18 DVDs, lots of information. But it's incredible what I've learned in the time frame. But, you know, I've always felt that energy is the most important part to health. Just like energy is the most important part to anything. Your television will not work without energy. Your car will not drive without energy. Nothing in this world works without energy. Your body does not work without energy. And the right energy makes our body function properly. The right energy with the right mindset. It's very important. If you're positive, you have positive energy, your body responds to positive energy. Negative energy, your body responds negatively to negative energy. So that's why when you're positive something, you get good results. When you're negative, you get bad results. So stress causes bad results. Taking care of stress improves your prognosis and your health. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in, 210-559-5959. You can also reach me on email at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, also at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can also call me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or catch me on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Remember, energy medicine, the medicine of the future.